When Louis Rossi was a high school senior, he had already learned to program in multiple computer languages and interned at a local think tank in his home state of California. But when it came time to apply for college, his merely above average high school transcript was a concern to some at more prestigious places, like his alma mater, Harvey Mudd College.
When I applied for admission to the college that I thought was the best fit, I remember the guidance counselor telling me, "We don't think you're going to succeed here. We don't like to admit students from, who aren't in the top of their high school class."
He still got in, and now Rossi is the chair of University of Delaware's math department and part of a committee that shaped a pilot program to exclude SAT and ACT scores from first state applications. Data from other colleges show those tests aren't great benchmarks for a student's potential success and can create a less diverse environment, something UD is strongly trying to reverse. Rossi says if the program is successful over the next 4 years, other changes could be made to admissions, like accepting a kid's YouTube channel or analyzing a computer program they wrote.
That's the next step in this process, is engaging with different colleges at the university to see, what other evidence would you like to see, or do you think students might like to give you, that give us a better feel for who they are.
The College Board, which owns the SAT, was not pleased with the decision and campaigned against it. All Delaware students admitted in fall 2017 will still have to submit their scores after they're accepted, so the program can better analyze how much weight to place on them in the future. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.